Hello, Ms. Miller.
Yes.
Hi, Ms. Miller. My name is Adrian. I'm calling from a recorded line in regards to your interest in the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
And Ms. Miller, were you yourself or someone you loved diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo Provera?
Yes, myself.
You were diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes.
I'm very sorry to hear that, Ms. Miller. And I'm going to go ahead and ask you a series of questions just so we could see if you do qualify for the Depo Provera lawsuit, because I would love for you to receive a settlement, especially if you were affected due to Depo Provera. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Perfect, Ms. Miller. Well, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Sure.
That's a yes, correct?
Yes.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm, correct?
Correct.
And who's filing this claim, yourself?
Myself.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year, yes or no?
Yes.
And what is the date of diagnosis?
It was 2009.
Do you remember the month? Was it
June?
June. Do you remember the day at all?
I don't. I'm sorry.
No worries. We could go ahead and just put June 1st of 2009 for is your best approximate estimate, right? Correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so we have June 1st of 2009. And what is your date of birth?
July 4th, 1977.
I have 7/4/1977. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And do you know of anyone else that may have been injured due to Depo Provera?
No, I don't.
No? No
at
worries.
The moment, but...
No worries, Ms. Miller. And did you consume slash use the brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera? Yes or no?
Yes.
And did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year?
Did I switch to the generic version?
Yes. Yeah, so did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year? Yes or no? If
yes.
Generic version. Okay.
And oh, no, I don't remember having a generic version.
So it says like in, it says if generic version, and then it says, did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year?
Yeah.
So yes, correct?
Yes.
And then did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year? 1 year minimum?
Yes.
And which, within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
Did you use Depo Provera between January 1st of 1992 through the present date?
Through the present date, yeah. I mean, you know, it was a while ago, but I did use it within those years.
Yeah, so that is a yes,
yes.
Correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when was the usage start date? When did you first start using it? When was the start date?
It's been June in 99.
You said June of 99?
Yeah.
So, okay, so you started, the usage start date is June 1st of 1999, and when did you stop?
I stopped probably in 2019.
Do you remember the month of when you stopped?
I'd probably say May.
May? Okay, so we have this usage start date, we have June 1st of 1999, and then we have the usage stop date as May 1st of 2019. Is that correct?
Yes.
And your main injury medical problem, you said you were diagnosed with meningioma, is that correct?
Correct.
And can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please, Miss Miller?
Female.
And what is your marital status?
Single.
And can I get your first and last name, please?
Katrina Miller.
And Katrina, is that Katrina? And Miller is Miller.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. And do you have a
You're
suffix in your name?
No.
No. And what is your social security number?
303-86-6793. You burp.
The last four, was it 6793? So I have 303-86-6793. Thank you for that confirmation. And a primary contact email, would it be katrinamiller71@gmail.com? And a primary phone number, would it be 703-763-6046? And is that your mobile phone number? And what is the best time of day for the attorneys to reach you? Would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning.
Morning. And what is your primary contact full address?
3930 Town Square Court, Triangle, Virginia, 22172.
I have 3930 Town Square Court, Triangle, in Prince
Virginia.
William County, correct? Virginia, and zip code is 22172. And do you live in an apartment or is that your house number?
Apartment 103.
Apartment
Apartment.
103. And do you know your diagnosing doctor's name?
Doctor Kaczynski.
Doctor, sorry, you said
Okay.
doctor.
Sakinski.
I have Dr. Sakinski, Sakinski. And do you remember the facility name? The diagnosing facility name?
I'm sorry, what was that?
The facility name of where they diagnosed you?
It was the neurology center.
And what is it called?
Neurology, Inova Neurology Center.
Inova Neurology. Neurology Center. And that's over in
Fairfax, Virginia.
Fairfax, Virginia. I have Innova Center of Personalized Health. I have the address as 80, which is 8081 Innovation Park Drive, Suite 900, Fairfax, Virginia 22031. Is that correct? Thank you for that confirmation. Innova Neurology.
Where are you going?
And the facility phone number, would it be 571-472-4200?
Yes, that's it.
And did you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
None. And you're diagnosing, now it's asking for the treating doctor's name. Or is the diagnosing doctor the same as your treating doctor, or did you have a different treating doctor?
That's the same one.
Same one? Okay. I'll just copy and paste his information here. And what about the prescribing doctor's name? Is that the same one, or did you have a different prescribing doctor?
One.
Same one?
Yes.
And then what about your pharmacy name?
CVS Dumfries.
CVS. And what is the address of the CVS? Or I could actually try to find it. And you said CVS and where?
Dumfries, Virginia.
You said Dunfree?
Yeah, Dumfries,
Dump.
DM.
Okay. Let's see. Is the address, do you think, if this sounds familiar, would it be 16712 Jefferson Davis Highway, Dumfries, Virginia?
Correct.
Okay, thank you for that confirmation. And then I have the first, and then I have their phone number here. So I have your diagnosing, medical, and prescribing doctor as Dr. Sikinski at 8081 Innovation Park Drive, hashtag 900, Fairfax, Virginia 22031. And that's at Innova Neurology, correct?
Yes.
CVS is where is your pharmacy. Address is in Jefferson Davis Highway. And then do you have any other doctor name that you want to go ahead and put here, or
No, not.
no? No worries. And what about for medical notes? Do you want me to go ahead and put anything for your medical notes, like how this has do you want me to go ahead and put anything here for medical notes?
Not at the moment, I'm not sure what to put.
No worries. And do you have a copy of the medical records for the injured party?
I don't, but I can get them.
You could get them. Okay. Now, how can you provide these medical records, by mail or electronically or both?
Probably both. I'm gonna try to see how they're gonna give them to me.
Okay, both. Well, with your social, they can pull, your records, your medical records, from the hospital. So, hopefully you don't have to do anything, but if they ask or they advise you to, for you to, get some type of medical records, then you would have to if you can. Does that make
Yeah.
sense?
Yeah.
And we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Is there anyone you would like to go ahead and put for an emergency contact?
Yeah, Kamari.
And do you live with Kamari?
No.
No. And how do you spell Kamari?
Kamari.
I have Kamari. And what's your phone number?
It is.
And would her last name be Miller? Is this, or her last name something different?
Ward, WARD, and that's
WARD.
210 427 7088.
I have 210-427. What was the last four?
7088.
7088. And then, you don't live with her. And what is your relationship to Miss Ward?
She's my daughter.
Daughter? Okay, she's your daughter. And do you know her contact email?
Keep it on. Do I know what? I'm sorry.
Her email?
KamariTho@gmail.com.
Kamari.
Like the word though.
The word, sorry, the word go.
Though, 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 like.
Oh, though, THOUGH.
Yes.
Kamari
At
though
Gmail.
at Gmail.
Yes. Okay.
Perfect. I have KAMARITHOUGH at gmail.com.
Yep.
And do you know her address by any chance?
That I don't got because she just moved. I have to get it.
No worries. I'll go ahead and just put NA there for her contact address for Miss Kamari Ward. And she is your daughter. So let me go ahead and just double check. I have everything here correctly with you before I send this over to you. I'm gonna send this over to you via SMS text message and email, and I'll go ahead and help you. I'll help you go through it step by step. Just let me go ahead and just make sure I have the agreement here that I have everything spelled correctly. So I have. So I have Katrina Miller, that's KATRINA Miller, MILLER.
Yes.
I have the street address is 3930 Town Square, CT Triangle, Virginia 22172. Telephone number 703-763-6046. And your email address is Katrina Miller. First and last name, 71 at gmail.com, correct?
Okay.
And then
Well, that's crazy.
I have your social as 303-86-6793 and your date of birth as 7/4/1977. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Thank you for that confirmation. So I'm gonna go ahead and send this to you again via text message and email. Let me know when you receive it and then go ahead and open it up and click that link that's in the text message or email. So I did go ahead and just send that over to you. And again, just let me know when you have it open in front of you.
I'll see you.
Perfect. So open up, click that text message and click that link, and it's gonna redirect you to a new web page, to a DocuSign web page.
Okay.
So once you click that link, it'll redirect you to a new DocuSign web page. And then let's see, it's gonna go ahead and it may ask you to give consent to it may also have you click a yes button or a continue button at the bottom right of your screen. And a yes button to allow consent, or check a box that says, I agree to use electronic records and signature, then continue. And then at the top right of the page, you'll see a yellow start button. Do you see it? Go ahead and click it, and it'll direct you to your first signature field. The small yellow box, please click it, and it'll prompt you to draw your signature with your finger and hit adopt and sign. So just make sure your signature is inside the margins, inside the box. And once it is, go ahead and click adopt and sign so you don't have to draw your signature for every box. And then now go ahead and hit the yellow next button. And then at the top right of the page, it'll lead you through everywhere to tap so your signature goes on those fields.
Okay.
And then
Yeah.
you'll get to the initial part, and it'll have you draw your initials, then tap on all the initial fields to input your initials on all the required sections. Then once you do all that, at the top right of the screen, the yellow box should say finish. And if it says next, just click next, and it just means that you just skipped a couple of those signature fields or initial fields. But if it says finish, click finish, and then I'll go ahead and double check to see on my end of things to see if it was completed. And then once you do that, I'll go ahead and give you the law firm's direct line that you've been assigned to. And then in the next 48 hours, you should be receiving a call from them again in the morning, like you requested. So again, in 48 hours, you should be receiving a call from them, and I'll make sure to give you their direct line. So just in case, if for whatever reason they do not call, you can go ahead and give them a call in 2 days, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Of course. So let me know when you go ahead and are finished and completed with that.
Yeah, I'm finished.
Okay, perfect. Yes, it does say that you have completed it here on my end. So let me go ahead and let me know when you have a pen and paper so you can go ahead and write down their law firm's phone number.
Okay, what is it?
So the law firm, the direct line is 909 906 3862. Again,
okay.
That's 909-906-3862. And again, Miss Miller, I just want to go ahead and thank you for your time, and just please be on the lookout for a call from the attorneys. Again, you should be receiving a call from them within the next 48 hours, but I will also be sending you a text message in a minute with all my contact information. So if you have any questions or concerns, you can always feel free and contact me, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Of course, Miss Miller. Well, do you have any questions or concerns before I let you go?
No, I don't.
Perfect.
Thank
well,
you.
I do want to thank you. You're so cute. But I'll go ahead and I just want to go ahead and thank you for your time. And I do really hope you have a blessed rest of your day. Okay.
Thank you. Have a good day as well.
You too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
Bye.